asking the right questions in the right way can be a really, really powerful networking tool. And I'm going to share with you now four questions which, if you ask them on a regular basis, it will result in increased sales of products in your business. So the first question is one that we all know, and I'm sure you use often. It's one that I was taught by my mum to say whenever I met somebody. It was a polite thing to say, and it's, how are you? However, what I've discovered is that you get a very different result if you change the tone in which you ask it. You see, we ask it so often, we hear it so often, that it just becomes one of those kind of polite things that we don't really feel we need to respond to. And it doesn't really mean, how are you? So you need to ask it in such a way that the person who you're asking it of knows that you're inquiring after their health. And there are several ways of doing this. It's an important change the tone. How are you? Adding a name is really powerful. How are you, John? Rather than, how are you? Which is just a kind of throwaway comment. So by learning how to ask in a more sincere way, then we'll find out how somebody is. I mean, not always. And I'm not saying this is going to result in 100% success rate, but it will result in more people, if they've got some health issue, opening up to you. So if they say, for example, I'm not sleeping well, or my back's terrible, or I've got this knee pain, or I haven't been able to shake off this cold, or whatever they say, hay fever's terrible, whatever somebody's got wrong with them, then the most important thing is to respond with an active listening posture and to ask the second question. Once they've said they've got some issue and they might have expanded on it a little bit, the second question is, have you tried anything natural for that? Because what we want to do is to find out how much they've thought about it, how long they've had it, and open up a discussion. Opening up them telling you more about how they're feeling and what they feel their response to their condition is. Have you tried anything natural for that? We'll also learn what their attitude towards natural solutions are, because if it's obviously really negative and they respond by saying, oh no, I don't believe in anything like that, then it's not really going to go very far as a sale is concerned. These days, most people don't respond like that. Most people respond by saying, do you know, I've thought about it, but I don't really know what to use. That is 90% of the response to, have you tried anything natural for that? So I listen to what they have to say. So I've thought about using natural solutions, but I really don't know what to use, where to start. And my next question, the third question, would be, have you heard of aloe vera? Or if it's hay fever, bee pollen, or, whatever it is. I wouldn't be trying to sell it to them. I would be simply asking questions. Have you heard of aloe vera? And I'd see what they say. And many people have heard of it, but they don't know it would help. Because you've asked this question in the context of talking about their health, their assumption is going to be that this could help them. And so they might say, do you think it could help in that sort of way? And then I would tell a story. I'd tell a story about somebody I know or have heard of that had the same sort of condition that they have. And they tried the particular product and it helped them. I'd say, I've got no idea whether it'll work for you or not. It seems to work for most people with this condition. Could be worth a try. And then I would ask the fourth question, and it would be, we actually sell it when our company are about to place an order. Would you like me to get some for you? I'm about to place an order. Would you like me to get some for you? It's a really casual way of offering to let them buy some products. And because you're about to place an order, there's no pressure on them, because they could say, well, let me think about it. And that's fine. It's not changed your direction because you haven't come on with the hard sell. It's not a rejection. They just probably want to think about it. Or they might not be interested or anything, but it's been a comfortable way out. What most people say, though, is, yeah, that would be good. How much does it cost? And then you're into explain how they can buy it and what the cost is, and place the order. And you've won an order. So four questions. How are you? Have you tried anything natural for that? Have you heard of aloe vera? I'm about to place an order. Would you like me to get some for you? It's really simple, and it will result in sales. Talk to you soon. Bye.